Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to present the title is Impact of Orientations of Anti-Personnel Landmines and Soil Properties on GPR Alerts. I'll tell a little bit of background. The detection of varied anti-personnel landmine is difficult, and as a result, it increases the risk to civilians as well as soldiers and professional humanitarian demineers. The removal of anti-personnel landmines are not only expensive but also complicated. And one of the problems what we get during the landmining operation is the type of land surfaces, especially maybe the forest, river, wetland, or desert, etc. Other factors related to the detection are mostly related to soil properties, texture, soil moisture, temperature, electrical conductivity, plasticity index, and clay type of the soil. From our last year results, we found that there are some specific landmines that produce varied alert responses by U.S. Army's ANPS's 14 mine detectors ground penetrating radar. And our previous research also showed that orientation of certain landmine could be also a factor. Objectives of the study is identification of physical and soil environmental factors which affects the reliability of ANPS's 14 GPS detecting specific anti-personnel landmines, and determination of impacts of varied orientation of two specific landmines on responses of GPR alerts from detected ANPS's 14. This is the layout of our plot. We have two special treatment, that is bare land and grassland. And we have a training plot for each of the treatment. Two specific mine is designated as P and V, and they are placed as 0 degree, 45, and 90 degree based on soil surface. These are the three orientation we studied, and we also placed some sensors to measure the soil moisture, electrical conductivity, and temperature of the soil. Those are placed both in bare land and grassland in two replications. The soil series what we are studying is rain guard silt loam, and soil sensors is ACH2O, that is from Decagon devices, and mine detector what we are using in NPS is 14. The mine detector we actually use to calibrate and train in each grass and bare soil before taking the data for GPR alerts. GPR alerts were taken as 0 when we didn't find any beep sound, and or 1 when we found beep sound. We swiped the detector 6 times over the target, and the average of 6 sweeps was considered as 1 GPR alert, average GPR alert. And data of July and August I'm showing in this presentation. These are some of the initial properties. USDA classification of the soil is silty clay loam, and USCS is lean clay. So the soil has pretty good amount of silt and clay, and plasticity index is also a little bit high, 27. This graph shows the variation of GPR alerts and two landmines in three different orientations in July 2011. This graph shows basically the distribution of soil moisture, and this is the temperature, and this for soil AC, and this bar are the average GPR alerts for two different mines in three different orientations. So you can see there is some variation when there is drop of moisture or drop of EC or variation in temperature. This is also same kind of graphs for month of August. This shows the variation in soil moisture, and this temperature, and this is for EC, and those are the GPR alerts, how it varied with different soil physical properties. And these three graphs are for grass cover plot in August, and we see a little bit more variations in GPR alerts. same for the variations with the soil moisture, temperature, and EC. In these two tables, I'll be showing the correlation coefficients, the correlation relations with soil moisture, temperature, and electrical conductivity for the three orientations of two landmines. And from that table, you can see that moisture is highly significantly correlated with the two mines in three orientations. And when I pulled the data for, this is for August, pulled the data for like July and August both, we got same kind of significance, like it's highly significant with the variation in moisture. Some of the results are there are no significant correlation between GFR alerts and soil environmental properties in July 2011. The results of correlation between GFR alerts and soil environmental properties in August 2011 showed highly significant relationship between soil moisture and GFR alerts for both the AP landmines in all of the orientation we studied. No significant impact of soil environmental conditions like the moisture, temperature, and EC on GFR responses of any of the landmine in any orientation we studied. That was in grass covered land, and statistical analysis also did not show any significant effect of types of AP landmines or types of orientations on GFR alerts for these two landmines. These two graphs show the distribution of GFR alerts in three different orientations. This is for P landmine and this is for V. And you can see when the color gets lighter, this is the for 45 and 90, you see more droppings of those lighter color lines, that is below 0.5. So you can see the percentage of getting reading below 0.5 is more for 45 or 90 degree orientations. And that happened for both the landmines. Conclusions are no significant variation in GFR alerts were found due to presence of grass or bare soil, impact of types of landmines, and differences in orientations on GFR alerts were not statistically significant. The results showed variation in GFR alert for two different AP landmines. Variation in soil moisture was found significantly correlated with the GFR alerts for bare soil, but not for the grass-covered lands. Reliability in GFR alerts reduced when landmines are placed in 45 degree or 90 degree angle from the soil surface rather 0 degree angle. And study also showed that the changes of orientation could be a factor. What was actually main reason of our study, like due to the freeze and thaw cycle in the soil, due to the soil movement, the orientation of landmine may change, and that may affect the reliability of the detector ANPSS 14 detecting certain kind of AP landmines. We have got funding from Leonardo Institute, that's a defense research and grant, and we thank Amy Bax, Leon, John, and Corey for the study. And thank you all for your time. If you have any question, I can.
You have to assume that they were all planted at zero originally, as if they were done correctly.
Yeah.
So you're talking about degradation in later years after the military activity, talking about demining of civilian occupied areas, essentially.
Yeah, and if we have placed the mines long before and then we are going to detect it. Maybe after a year also it may get changed because freeze thaw cycle will be there in winter and summer. Yeah, that's the reason.
And then you have freeze and thaw, which I would think would be moving these. Are you having
Yeah, actually, yeah, last year we did a study, and then we got some indication, and based on that, we approached for this study, actually.
Say it was correlated to moisture. Which way did it go? Were you able to detect a bit more with increased moisture or decreased moisture?
I think if it is like clay soil, if moisture is more, the GPR electrode is decreasing. But it's different for different soil texture.
Okay.
We got different response when you studied different kind of soil texture.
Any other questions? Thank you for your...
Okay.